Simchas Samach. We begin the Teichin of Hilchos Ribbis. Once again, the Mechaber eases us into it by giving us some information which stands on its own. Hilchos Ribbis becomes complicated when things have to be compared. As long as it stands on its own, it's relatively easy. Tifal et tzarch li zoyer beribbis. A person has to be very careful to avoid it's a kama lavin nemuba, and many lavin was said in regard to the isaribis. So here we have an important piece of information that not only is the malva iver, but the life is iver, even though he's the one giving the money. So to be a guarantor to a ribis loan is also awesome. Even just to be a witness to ribis loan. If two fry yidden are involved in a loan, and they need somebody who's going to be a witness to the loan, so you're also, a person's also either.
Doesn't it really show that
it's
a
Yurdeya
problem?
I mean,
this is
a Yurdeya
question.
It's not Hashemish, but these are not, they got not. This is a Nignav. The Lashon of the Gemara is, if it says, it's a ribis, so what do I need a pasuk to teach me, Lysigzo? So the Gemara answer is that here people, you would think here it's different because it's a life. So that's what you're thinking. That here it's different, it's not a type of gzeila. Right? But the Gemara says such a thing, but in Achinami it would seem to be a raya that it's that way.
Now,
what? People are alive, it's a very big chiddush. The life is the one giving away the money. So you might think he's not either. What? Is the malva? No, I mean, Halayva HaNoyta, the one who gives the ribbis. The borrower who gives the ribbis, I'm sorry. And the Malva, and the Arv and the Eidim are all Iver.
What's his choice?
And what?
What's his choice?
The choice not to borrow a ribbis.
That's fine, not to make agreement.
With the Laiva? Yeah, of course. You know, a borrow a ribbis? No money, it can't be a borrow a ribbis. The Shach Aleph is an important thing. Kasa Bagas Adrisha B'Shem Esmag. The Gam HaSoifer Iver. Also, the lawyer who writes the contract, cipher. Usually, cipher is a scribe, right? But it means the person who writes the contract. The person who draws up the contract is also over on the deraisa. Ad kan. Chen kosev a Rambam. Reish perik da amlochus malva. Vainu kechachamim da mesnisa se perik ezo neshech. Vumuskim bakal apaiskim. Even though the mechaber, for some reason, didn't mention the cipher, the shach says that it's a daf kal apaiskim. The kosev aida Rambam sham. Also, lis asek ben laiva umalva beribis. It's also to be a broker in a loan for ribis. The chalim she has sirser bein shneim. She see a mechad mehem. Either mishum lifnei yida.
Someone.
She.
It says should be
see. No, I see a mechad mehem who completed the deal.
It says not so complete. Just
the
house is also
the deal. If you just introduced, I mean, you should be able to lifnei yida anyway.
It's been say the raveh. Whether it comes.
Maybe should be see. Yeah. Somebody will help.
Right,
there are numerous psukim on the Issa ribbis. There's taka, the Issa of not giving ribbis. The Issa of not giving ribbis, only the one who gives is either. The Issa of taking, only the one who takes. There's a pasuk, Lysa Simon. Lysa Simon, don't place ribbis. Sima. Don't arrange ribbis. Anybody who arranges ribbis is also going to be either on a. It's also going to be over on the Issa ribbis, and that means that all of these people are over on the Issa ribbis.
Now, the
Bar Haifa says,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's very good. Okay. Mendik, right into your Shulchan Aruch. The last line of Shasiyah,
some brokers deal between
the
Malva and the
Loiva.
Some brokers deal between the Malva and the Loiva.
Yes.
But they among themselves, not knowing, made a deal with, you know, when somebody's money and it's when he's essentially arranged it, they among themselves then decided.
Obviously, it's not us. Sir. What we mean is someone wants to buy a house, and somebody makes an arrangement for to get a mortgage from a yid. So it's known that there's going to be ribbis. So in that case, the one who does the arranging is over and is the ribbis as well.
He's aware
of it. Now, obviously, this creates tremendous problems for lawyers. Even if the lawyers are not specifically involved in a deal that's a loan, because many types of deals have ribbis issues in the payout schedule. that most major deals today have ribbis issues. And therefore, this becomes a serious issue, and we're going to see what we can do for our friends who are lawyers to see what the lawyers rely on, basically.
It is
awesome. It is awesome. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, so the Torah recognizes that there's a value to loans. That loans have a value. As a matter of fact, in Kedushin, it talks about lending someone money. You lend a woman money. They say, the sky that I'm lending you money, I'm paying it back. But it's worth something to you. Being a Kodesh for that. So the Gemara recognizes that there's a value to it. So it's not as if Chazal said, you know, it's all the mafia, you know, you've been taking more too much money. No, it's even, you know, 1%, or today 1% is different. Half a percent, and it doesn't matter how much, it harasses it. To the extent that we understand. To the extent that we don't understand, it's like all the mitzvahs are tired. Eved?
Eved
leiva lishmalva. You know, all of Torah is supposed to be forever. Shlomo Rav said, Eved leiva lishmalva. When someone, you lend someone money, that person feels like an Eved to you. You feel so burdened by the obligation to pay back. Eved today, I don't see that so much. It's like, no? Like, the leiva should be calling and saying, I'm sorry, I can't pay on time. You know,
it goes together with Tachnun and Yadav Rosh. You see the schnurrers come around.
What if somebody asks?
Maybe it's okay for others.
Somebody
asked you to co-sign the loan for Ribbis?
So he says, no, he says, the Gemara says, I'll do you a favor. If you need it, I'll return the favor.
Yeah, so you should not be doing that. Okay, hopefully, we'll see if we get to
the
end.
I need a loan. I took the loan.
And he co-signed you?
His wife controlled everything in his family. So I said, do we have to sign? This person.
Yeah.
He said, no, I never said I was going to do it for you. I can't my whole life.
Okay, good. He saved you from a shadow of Ribbis.
It only happens to me.
Right, there's been on the markets. There's an amma chaveira. You give some. Let's say I give someone something which I know when he eats it, he'll have a stomach ache. I'm also able to save. If I trip someone, I'm able to save. Giving someone a bad eitz is also a save. So if I give someone an issa drabanan, I'm giving him a bad eitz. On the bein amma chaveira, I'm able to save. I'm giving him something which is a bad eitz for him. So therefore, the person who gives is on the lifnei the derais according to tais. According to tais, this is Rav Meisher's explanation of this tais, and it's very established. So that the Rama says that on ribis drabanan, yeah, on lifnei. Now, the crucial thing here will be the issue of this tischei tshuva, and let me explain why. The primary issue to lawyers involved in arranging a ribis loan, there are really two things. One is the fact that the lawyer is involved in the negotiations, is involved in making it happen. The second thing is the cipher. If he actually draws up the contract, that creates an additional problem of cipher. But even if he doesn't draw up the contract, if he negotiates the deal, there's also a problem of lifnei iver l'sitei mechshav. However, we all know that you're only either lifnei iver b'chad ivra b'tray ivra d'nara. Not b'chad ivra d'nara, which means, very importantly, the only iver on lifnei iver, if without you, the aveira would not have happened under normal conditions. For example, the Chazal case is the Nazir is on one side of the river, and there's a person on the other side, and the Nazir says, give me the wine. So if I don't throw him the wine, he's not going to have it. So the fact that the person on the other side of the river throws the Nazir the grapes, or the bottle of wine, that's called Trey Yiver Denara, two sides. It couldn't be done without him. It could not have been done without him. Therefore, Yiver on the Snei Yiver. The Chad Yiver Denara, the Gemara says, let's say the Nazir's there. He can pick up the wine. Yes, you do me a favor, pick it up and give it to me. So you do a favor, you pick up and you give it to him. That's called Chad Yiver Denara. And it's not an Isser of Lifnei Iver Deraisa. There's no Isser Deraisa of Lifnei Iver. There's an Isser, what we call Misayaya Yidei Iver Aver. You're not supposed to help people who do Aver. That's a Drabbah. But it's not Lifnei Iver. Let's say you're at work. And you're going out for your lunch break. So a co-worker says, pick me up a tray for sandwich on the way. All right. Maybe you don't want to walk into McDonald's. Well, he says, pick me up a tray for a bar of something. Pick me up something to eat. So is that Lifnei Iver? It's not Misayaya. And we'll see soon, they have very big nafkaminas. If this person could not get it any other way, not for you, he couldn't get it, but derech hateva. Now to say, he could have walked out on a client and given up the client to go get a sandwich, which we know nobody does, that's not called possible to do. I mean, it's possible. Normally, it just involves a terech, he could do it. If he could have done it himself, then you only need a misayeh, which has separate rules. If he could not do it, that's lifnei iver, that's much more chomer. Lifnei iver has very few, if any, exceptions, and lifnei iver is an open and shut case. So it's very crucial when we talk about someone who's a lawyer or a mortgage broker or a banker, and he's arranging a loan that involves ribis, to determine, could this have been done without him? If this deal could not have been done without him, then there's an issue lifnei iver, lifnei iver. What? A broker. If he could have gone to another broker, he could have gone to another lawyer.
No, but
then it's the rabbanan misayeh. But you'll see there are exceptions to that. Remember. So that's the first thing. Is it lifnei iver? Is it misayeh? Misayeh has certain exceptions which are not insignificant, which are rather significant, and they're halacha lemaisa, which we're going to see. But the first thing is the lumdis. Is it lifnei iver? Misayeh. So I still remember a Silverberg from Muncie giving. We once had this. That Gouda has these. What do they call it? The
2 weeks now.
The 2 weeks without having one. So I still remember that one on Ribbis. So Rabbi Zilberberg spoke and I spoke. So Rabbi Zilberberg spoke and he said, those of you are lawyers, never say, only I could do a deal like this. No one else could have done this deal. You say, only I could have done this deal, this was the event. It means without you it wouldn't happen. Don't say that. You should say, anybody could do this. You don't tell to the client. Anybody could do this deal. It's an easy deal. And
comes to the billing.
And finished. It comes to billing.
I get up back.
So this is crucial. Why is it crucial? So we'll get to Lamaisa soon. What's very important is the Mishnah Lemelech, which is a Pisgei Tshuva Aleph. Let's try to understand it, and then we're going to discuss. That's the Pisgei Tshuva. Halayv and Hanayis. I am the Mishnah Lemelech. Peridal Milchus Malva Dinbe, Shakasa, Bishema Rav Alp Neimash. The Hecha, the Laiva Chazi, the Hamalva, Moisif Hani Domin Yisrael Achrini. Let's say you have a Laiva. Now, why can't the Laiva borrow by Ribbis? By Ribbis to Rabbanan? Because it's for me either. What happens if he sees the Malva is ready to go, he's about to lend the money to a different Jew? The Ribbis, in the case of Ribbis Drabana, whatever the case may be. So the Leiva says, you know what? Let me go over to him. I'll say, look, you're my friend. Instead of giving it to him, give it to me. Lend it to me. Now the Ribbis Drabana, what's the Leiva either? He's going to do it anyway. If he doesn't do it to me, he'll lend it to him. So I'll tell him, lend it to me. Why are you lending it to him? Heichadam Malva Moisef Haridam Li Yisrael Achrina Lekom Mishum Lefnei Yidah. So the Pnei Moshe, there's no, this is calling the Pnei Moshe, there's no Lefnei Yidah. Kedisa per kama vayis kechavim. The moishit kais yain lenazi or loin mechayim l'shum lefnei yiver. Elavid akai vitrei yiver dinara. You only yain on lefnei yiver by giving wine to a nazi or to a side of the river. Abba balav achilai. Zok the pnei moishit kevali. If I see someone about to do a ribis deal to someone else, so I go over there and I say, instead of doing it to him, do it to me. So I'm not over on anything. Okay? A lawyer has somebody who's about to, he's going to do a ribis deal. He's going to go to a different lawyer. I say, don't go to a different lawyer. Go to me. What's the difference? It's going to be, he's going to be over anyway.
A lower
so,
rate could be
what?
A lower rate of interest would be the same thing.
No, so wait, you're getting to Lamaisa. Let's first learn the Mishnah Melech and then we'll get to it. The Hu Zal Chalakalav. The Mishnah Melech disagrees. The Leidami Lenazir. The Sham in Leiha Yamashit Zahakais. Leiha Yanasa Klav HaIsalav Neir. If I don't give him the wine, so two things will happen. If I don't give him the wine, even the Chadev or Dinara, there would be no Isalav Neir. The Nazir would take it himself. That means if I give it to him, this is the neighbor. If I don't, there's not. Avagabi ribis. Dim loy lava ze. Haya laiva ha acher oiva lif neighbor. If I don't give it to him, the other life will be lif neighbor. Bishvil ze loy niftar lif neighbor.
What?
You
can't make that issa disappear.
You can't make the issa disappear. Now, this is a very, it's lumdis, and you really have to think about it. But what we're saying is, Reuven is about to lend Shimon Ribbis. I'm talking about Ribbis Drabana, right? Reuven is about to lend Shimon Ribbis. So I come, I'm a full person, I would never borrow the Ribbis. But I say, let me borrow it already. He's going to lend Ribbis anyway. Whatever Aveira is going to do, he's going to do anyway. So I'm not making any worse Aveira for the lender. So let me say, look, you're my friend. Instead of lending it to Shimon, lend it to me. You do me a favor. And Nebuchadnezzar Aveira said, rather you don't do an Aveira. But you're going to do it anyway. So let me benefit from it. Why should he benefit from it? Let me benefit. So the same I should help with that's mutter. Because I'm there's no lefnei either. Zuck the Mishlamelech. It's not Messiah for the same reason. Because it's gonna happen anyway. I'm not helping do an Aveira. He's gonna do the Aveira anyway. But the Mishlamelech disagrees. He says, 1 minute. If he lends it to Pliny will be out on lefnei either. So all I'm doing is transferring the lefnei either to myself. So therefore it is lefnei either. But I the hachaasa the efsha shalai v'achiyazabai. So the second reason. Maybe the other life will have charata, but Yilva nimsid biu mashal lemalva ad kandivara. Okay, this is his words. And this Mishnah Melech is significant here because the Mishnah Melech. Question is, do we pass on this Mishnah Melech? There are chayokim on the Mishnah Melech. It appears that we do. The Chavis Daas here in Kufzanoch cut now quotes the Mishnah Melech and passes them like it. So it appears that we pass on like this Mishnah Melech. Which is that there's no way around Lifnei Iver because he's going to do it anyway. Which means that we now have a Shaila. Let's say I have a lawyer. I have somebody who's about to do a business deal. So I'm going to say, I'd like to be his lawyer. I'd like to make the money, be the lawyer. So I tell myself, look, if I'm the lawyer, I'm either Lifnei Iver. I can't do it. Well, I mean, he doesn't do the business deal anyway. There are plenty of lawyers. He's going to find himself a different lawyer. So, if you're going to find yourself a different lawyer anyway, it shouldn't be Lifnei either.
No,
because the
older lawyer
than you. Oh, okay, good. Because he'll go to a different lawyer. So, to Mishloh Melech, if the other lawyer is going to be either Lifnei either too, so it's no help for him to come to me. That's what he said. So now, that would take away the heter that he can go to a different lawyer. However, the question is, what happens if he can go to a guy? If he could go to a guyish lawyer, is that a heter? If he wants to go to a Gaisha lawyer, the Gaisha lawyer will put a Mishal in front of him. But he's not Mitzvah, let's say either. So is that a heter? I'm talking about Lifnei Evel. I'll talk about Misayeh separately. Lifnei Evel. Let's say it's a case where he must have a lawyer. Without a lawyer, he can't do it. You've got to have a lawyer. Most business deals are that way. Without a lawyer, he won't go. So if he's going to, if I want to say the heter of the Pnei Maisha, that according to Mishnah, I want to say the heter that, let us clear it out. I want to say a heter, he can go to a different lawyer anyway. So I'm only Misayeh. I'm not able to Lifnei Evel. He can go to a different lawyer. So my doing it is only Misayeya, which, as I said, will have exceptions. So the Mishnah Melech, no, it doesn't go down a step to Misayeya, because if he goes to someone else, it'll be Lifnei Evel from the other person. So if I do it, it's also Lifnei Evel. So that's a tainah. Now if it's Lifnei Evel, then you're in trouble. You can't do the deal. However, the tainah, maybe in Eretz Yisrael, where it's Jewish lawyers, it's a tainah. But in America, where you can go to a Gaisha lawyer, So if I go to a Gaisha lawyer, there won't be a Lifnei Evel. So now it's Vaita Chariv Edadara. I can do it because I'm not able to Lifnei Evel. He can go to someone else. So he can go to someone else. I'm not able to Lifnei Evel. But he can go to someone else who'll be able to Lifnei Evel. So that's not a heter for me. But he could go to a guy. Maybe that's a heter. Or maybe not. No, maybe a guy will also be able and giving him a mishnah. What? So maybe that would take off the service neighbor. If you could get the loan somewhere else, maybe it'll take off the yes. Yeah. The problem would be the paying. The paying is in the service, and then you can't pay it to someone else. You have to pay it to him. But in the licensing one, in the borrowing, the neighbor and the licensing one, that'll be true. So the truth is that if it's a tshuva that addresses this, you don't have it. It's in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. It's in Mekuf Nun Aleph Sif Beis, it's a cut and base. And he says, Befevish, that when you go to a guy, it's a heter. That if the person, in our case, the lender, the person involved in the business, if you go to a guy, you shall lawyer, so that's a heter. So that means that we now, we have now taken off the iser of Lifnei Evel. What? But I'm not like to
hang for it.
To give him, I'm not going to go to the business with him.
There's an advantage, you'll have to.
You mean that he's supposed to give you business to a year ahead of a guy, but that's not when you're doing an Aveira.
Nice.
It's better to go to the guy.
You should sell your hummus to a year too.
What? You're supposed to buy a Jewish store ahead of a guy store, but to let ribbons, you should better learn from a guy than to use a lawyer.
You have to go to a Jewish store.
It's better to use a guy. Of what?
Yeah.
So let's get to the same. What I wanted to do is take off the Lifnei Evel. That's the first thing we have to do. If you want to, you can't. There are two steps you have to have in order to be a lawyer who writes contracts today. Without the two steps we're going to discuss now, can't be involved because most business deals have some form of ribbis. Any business deal that has a payout either has a payout schedule, which involves ribbis, or has clauses which call for interest to accrue if the payment is not made. Now, there are some deals where everything's paid up front, but that's not a small deal. Most big deals involve interest clauses.
Jewish bank.
What?
Jewish bank.
I discuss Jewish bank as well. I'm talking right now about the Yisr on the Sirsir, on the Sefer, and the people who are able to be paid.
If you write it from a non-Jewish bank, there's no
problem. I'm talking right now with two. Well, everyone's Jewish. There's a borrower is Jewish, a lender is Jewish, and in between a lawyer is Jewish. One second. What we're saying is that for the lawyer to be able to do it, we have to agree that even though there's a Mishnah Melech that says that Yoiv HaLif Neiver, so I'm not over someone else for the Yoiv, but since he could do it through a guy, again, could do it means it's truly feasible for him to do it through a guy. I don't know if Yisrael, what the Metzias is there, how feasible it is, but at least here in the United States, certainly it's feasible.
New York.
And what?
New York.
In New York, there are a few guys are lawyers still around. And you can go to a lawyer as a guy, and therefore, there's no issue with Lifnei Evel. And if somebody will tell you, and in Svara, you could argue, we could tell you, who says maybe the guy is also putting a mishum. So you have to show that there is a preferish, because they chuva, and Simon Kosan Ali says preferish, that if it's, I'm sorry, it's Hagai, that it's okay. That takes off Lifnei Evel. However, he brings in the second white line of this chuva. But that's a taste to rush for Ramish Parakam and Shabbos, Guva Lael Kufnanas of Aleph. Daf Benazi, Bechadi Benar, Asa Midrabanan. giving them a chayiv lafrishai. Ein sham. We have what we call misayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayay Anyway, even if you're over on even if you're not over on listening, even it's still a problem, Messiah, yeah? Who I didn't hach, I've been named the dummy mamish lunazir, but come back in Moscow, I've killed him. So now we have the problem, we went down a step to this drama. So after Pisrei Tshuva, what are we going to do with that? After Yeshlaim Adahacha Beribis the Rabbana, have a Gzeira Lugzeira, there's a Machlaikis Rishayim. If this Misayaya, you can say it's a Gzeira Lugzeira. The whole Drabbana is the whole Ribis is a Drabbana. And Misayaya is a Drabbana, Makamak. May Acher, the Ha.
The
Hain. The Hain, Tolu Hatam, Kimisha Machiv Lafrishai. So he says, well, you want to have a heter of gzera l'gzera, that if it's ribis d'rabbanan, which is almost always the case in contracts, and we'll see why soon, it's almost always ribis d'rabbanan. So being there, it's ribis d'rabbanan, I won't be guided to the sayayah. So there, no, I hold that even by ribis d'rabbanan, there is an issur. Omnam, the mummer ki haigavdan, if the person borrowing and the person lending afrayin inema the dummy mamish lenazir mutter aflachat chila lafi mashakaza mashach sham siv katan vav the kuli alma maidim yisrael mumalay v'kichavim kibid ainu mechuyav lafrisha. Now this is a very important shach for people who have business dealings with goyim. The shach shita is that there's no issa misayaya yidei oivrei aveira when you're being misayaya or mumma, when you're helping someone who doesn't care about the Yisurim, he doesn't care, he's a totally fraya person, he doesn't care about it, the Rabbana didn't ask him. Misayaya de Ebi Aveira is when you help somebody who's a frumi and is being nichshol. But if a person is a mumma, he does averas all the time, so the Shach says, the Aaron Kufman Alves are cut above, that by the Kechavim, the Yisrael mumma, sheinachai lafrisha. That there's no mitzvah lafrishai. If there's no mitzvah lafrishai, there's no din.
Like the lunch case then?
We're
getting lunch for
a fry-yid. One second. He says there's no issa misayaya on a fry-yid. That's what he says. What's a svara? Why should there be no issa? So Nadi Yehuda, I'm reading for you from Kufnan Aleph, explained. Here's the kasha. Vavada Yisrael mumeru. Afo bishachati Yisraelu. And came out beinu lishai Yisrael. What's the difference? A fry-yid from yid? The only estaiti kavanah kashach the afi Yisrael emitzuvim lafrishay kiim kshayver b'shayge v'yesh biyad acher lafrishay chayav lafrishay. The Navi Yehuda says that the only time is a yomuchiv to separate someone from an aveira, to warn him hater to an aveira, is if he's over b'shayge. If he's amazed by say ma'isa, he doesn't care. There's no chayav lafrishay. There's no chayav lafrishay. There's no misayaya. So Zabdish Shach and Abihu, the Lefiza, it comes out that even now, we're talking about a mummer. What do we mean a mummer? We mean he doesn't care. Nothing in the you tell me he's a Tinnik Shanishba, it doesn't matter he's a Tinnik Shanishba. It matters that he's doing the Avera deliberately. If a person is deliberately doing an Avera, then I have there's no issa of helping him do the Avera. That's Shita Shach and the Abihu. Bottom line, this Shach is the heter for people who are involved in being lawyers for Yisurei Ribis. And not the chashon they're borrowing or lending for it, but they have fraya customer and a fraya call it a client. And
client.
What's going to say? A customer and a client.
How much they pay?
How much they pay? Yes, I suppose. I had a barber once who told me he's going to start calling people who come in his patients. Why? So he told me that he doesn't understand. A dentist pulls out one tooth. And he gets $100. It doesn't matter how nice it looks afterwards.
That's so much hair.
I cut so many hairs, and it has to look nice afterwards. And they give me $8 or whatever it is. I was sitting there. I was saying, it's pretty good cash. I don't know, not practice, but that was his time, and it was from the hard strikes giving out. I'm telling you, really, he meant it very, very good.
How long he went to barber school?
What?
How long he went to barber school?
He never went. He just learned on customers.
Yeah,
some dentists that way too. But anyway, what I'm saying is, the Emes HaDvarim is that that's the heter. That's the bottom line. The bottom line is the heter. Again, two steps. You have to take off the Deiver by saying it's possible to do it with someone else. and you have to rely on the Shach. Now, Magen Avraham does argue with the Shach. Magen Avraham, I'll get to in a second. Magen Avraham disagrees. The Shach says there's a het of Yisrael Momer, and Dogen Ravava passes that way. And then Magen Avraham happens to be disagrees. He brings the Shach and the Rechaim. He says, no, it's Messiah, even by a Momer. However, where?
Just by Mumma.
No, only by Messiah, not by Messiah. Only by Messiah. That's why you need both. You have to take off the Deva. Lift Neiver is even to a guy. A nice Neiver, but a guy is Lift Neiver is to a guy, so it's a fright. You have to, A, take off Lift Neiver by saying, I don't have to do it. Someone else could have done the deal. And B, you have to take off the Isser of Messiah, to drop off. They're saying you're relying on the Shach, who holds by a Mummer, there's always a Messiah. Now, the Magen Avraham really disagrees with the Shach. The Machlokes. However, the Magen Avraham disagrees, would have a different head. The Shita of Magen Avraham is that there is no, in Simon Kusam Gimel or Achayim, Sukkot Yer Aleph, that by any Yisad Rabbanon there's no Messiah. It's Exer. The Magen Avraham holds that by Rabbanon there's no, this Pesach Shuvah disagrees. Also Machlokes. But the Magen Avraham was Machmir in one part. He's machmi old, there is Messiah by a mummer. Is makel that that's only if you give him an Issa Deras, if you give him an Issa Drabana, that's what. So it comes out we have really two Eterim in most cases. Where it's Issa Drabana of Ribbis, you have really two Eterim. You have the Shach Seter, which really the Shach himself, you could probably rely on by himself. Certainly you could rely on the Shach, maybe the Paschal is this way. But besides that, even the Magen Avraham argues, Magen Avraham has a backdoor Heter that by Ribbis Drabana there's no Issa Messiah. So bottom line, this is what lawyers rely on. It's not my Chiddush. This is the speech that Rav Zilberberg gave then about this thing. He said you have to take off the Eiver and you have to rely on the Shach. Basically, he said you can't be a lawyer without the Shach, because there are many business deals which involve which defraud Yidden who have problems in the things they're doing, shaylas, and this is a crucial heter for Issa Messiah. Yes.
This
is a lawyer speaking. So.
In a parallel situation, if a lawyer is representing a prior Jew in a divorce situation, I believe it's still required to advise the Yid about the requirement for a debt. Even though the person is maybe, I know.
It's a very good idea to do it. To say that one is required is not true, because nothing the lawyer is doing is forcing the get to not be given.
That's not true.
Because whether you give the get or not, the civil divorce has to go through either way.
If you advise a woman, it's not her best interest to start a divorce action, because that's
what... Oh, it's good advice.
Yes.
100% good advice. You were totally good advice. But you're not actively stopping the get.
No,
Mashiach came here, you're actively creating an issue that's happening. So we're worth it, a better lawyer.
No, but I'm saying that maybe you still tell from a yet, the lawyer has to advise
it's a good idea to do it. To say one is technically required, I don't think is true. And it's usually academic, because you've got this multi-million dollar deal going on. What are you going to tell him? Listen, don't finance with him. He's Jewish. Find a guy, because the Torah says you can't do it.
But
me
as a family history
function. Okay. Look, I'm not telling you. If you listen to you, of course you should tell him. But we're talking now bottom line. When push comes to shove, this is... The Shach is the heter, Yavetzer. There is. We have two heter. The heter of Xero Xero is a machlaikis. Pesach Shuvah says we did make a Xero Xero here. It's not a Xero. It's part of Lefi Shemisur. And so each of that heter by itself doesn't stand. There's actually a third important heter. Like you say, a lawyer has to know the Shach, a Rav has to know. Shachtu, but another has another tziruf. Very, very often, I have lifnei iver shaylas, which involves people in business. I'll give you one example, a real life example that took place a number of years ago. Someone got in touch with me on a Friday morning. He manufactures belt buckles, plastic belt buckles, and he has one of his customers. Probably all of his customers are people that manufacture belts, right? At least there's belt buckles. That's probably another thing. So one of his customers are two Israelis, prior Israelis, that have a business. They called him Friday morning in a huff, they had this big order, and they have to get the buckles today, it's got to go out tomorrow. It was clear to him that they were going to make the belts, manufacture the belts on Shabbos. Am I allowed to ship him the belt buckles on Shabbos? So I got a notice person. I asked him, why don't you call your Rav? He says, my Rav is a big mashmer in this. I don't want to. Especially whether I should have asked him in the first place. However, there is, now first of all, there's a question whether this is Lifnei Iver or Misayeya. Is this Misayeya? Yeah, it's Lifnei Iver. Now, he can, Friday morning, he can go to someone else.
Friday morning, he couldn't go to somebody else.
Friday morning, probably, if he could do it, Tamav could do it. He called him on the phone. He called him on the phone, called Tamav on the phone. Whatever it was, we discussed it, and it came out from our discussion, there was a Shach Misayeya. So the first tattoo is, plain he's a mover. The Shach. That's the Shach. There is a tshuva, a similar tshuva, both in the, one's in the Meshur Dabar and one is in the Binyan Tzion. I don't remember which is which case, but a similar tshuva. I remember which is which. They have a case. The Binyan Tzion's case was the following. Somebody works in a hospital, and part of his job is to set up the sheets, the sheets the doctor has to fill in his way in, on his way out. He's got to set up the sheets so that everything is mesuder, so the doctor doesn't have to go find the sheets. So that he can just sign in, sign out, and fill in the information. He says, part of my job, it's again, it's Friday, from a doctor's coming in for the night shift, a Friday doctor's coming in for the night shift, am I allowed to set up the papers for him? All he's going to do is fill in the papers. Is that one? That's the way the Binyan Tzion spells it back to Shiloh. The identical Shiloh, Meshiv Dover, a totally different Shiloh. He could be in the Sada Kedushin for people that won't kill to keep Hilchas Nida. That's his Shiloh. Both are Lifnei Iver Shilohs. Right? So Lifnei Iver. Question is, Lifnei Iver, we say, yeah, yeah. If I'm not going to set up the papers for the doctor will come in, oh, no papers, I'm going home tonight. It's not going to happen. Right? He'll get angry, but he'll get someone else to set up the papers. He'll get the paper. So we say, yeah, yeah, Shiloh. Same thing. They were there to Rabbi Kivin Sada Kedushin. If they want, well, today, being Mizana has nothing to do with whether they'll be Mizana by many people. Don't say that people won't be Mizana, but they won't keep Taras HaMishmah. So it's Mishmah, yeah, yeah, they won't come to me, they'll go to someone else. Like the Mishmah Melech, the other person will be able to say that too. Okay, might be a Shiloh say either. But anyway, this is the Shiloh. They have the following heter in Mishmah. They say that Mishmah is only when you're doing the other guy a favor. If I'm here to do this person a favor, so I might even say, the nose says, hey, buddy, give me that wine. I give him the wine. I'm doing the type. I'm going to say, I'm in the office. Someone says, hey, you're going down? Pick me up a sandwich. Well, what am I doing? I'm doing him a favor. That's Messiah. When someone is Messiah, he's looking to help himself. He's not doing it to do the other guy a favor. He's doing it for himself. So I have to lose because the other person is going to be over Averis. I have to jeopardize my job because he's going to go and do an Averis. Right? I have to set up the papers. So I have to jeopardize my job because of him. Or the case of the Masada Kedushin. If he's doing a taiva, he's not supposed to do it. But the case there was, it's a rub. It's a rub of the temple. Part of his parnassus is the chasmus. And they'll make a tumul. He's not going to want to be, there'll be repercussions. So he's not doing it to do them a favor. He's doing it for himself. Plus, they're both mitzarev, Rashi Shita, because Misayeya is only b'shas aveira. There's no way to Misayeya. If you do it earlier and later it happens, that's not Misayeya. It's only b'shas aveira. In both of these cases, it's being done ahead of time. And later an aveira will be done with it.
Maybe.
So, what?
The new deal is called b'shas aveira?
The nudge is called b'shas aveira. You give him something to eat, you have to pour in his mouth, it's called b'shas aveira. But, that's an issue. When you have these two aveiras, not b'shas aveira, and you're doing it for yourself, I make belt buckles. I'm not interested. So when you have these two heterim, the Meshur Dabar and the Binyan Tzion holding Kor Lion. Rather than the belt buckle case, I pointed out to him that it's very likely that the people assembling the belts are not these two Israelis. Probably a bunch of Mexicans. Or 10 years ago, a bunch of Polish fellows. Right? That are assembling it. And likely, they're sitting in their office answering the phone and doing the paperwork. So Lamaisa, these are heterim. Obviously, it's a tzirif. He has a lawyer. Is not being misayeya to do the other guy a tzirif. He's doing it for his own business interest. So again, this is a tzirif. The lawyer's case, he's doing it b'shas maisa, but it's a tzirif.
Contract
you prepared
way before.
So it's not b'shas maisa. Sometimes it's not b'shas maisa.
That's correct.
So there is. it, then he has
contract
to have to do.
Is a more direct contract statement.
Okay, whatever the mitzvah is. All I mean to do is to say, once we have the shach to rely on, that they're moving. Now we already have many tzirufim. We have the tzirif of ribbis derabanan. Usually, ribbis in a business deal is almost always ribbis derabanan. Plus, which we're going to learn. Plus, you have the heter of this heter that it's miseyes atzmai. So there are heterim for the lawyers to rely on. And basically, I think bottom line, that is the practice of them to rely on.
Well, Moshe mailing the mail on Friday. Why?
Yeah. Why do Ramesh say I can't mail things on Friday?
Friday,
you
know,
yeah. I don't know. I was.
Jewish mailman.
Yeah, it's not about that Jewish mailman. Why is there an if it's on Friday? It's not. The tshuva. Well, first of all, if they're going to stamp your letter, that's the chayiv. That's not.
Renting money is also ribbon. Tyson says, "Chama went for ribbon." He says, "No, he did the business things that were ribbon drama." Thing God gets it. So this is the basically what this is the Muslims over there, and Tefalit are the crucial ideas you have to have from today. And right now you have just a few ideas. Right, last week you had the ideas about money to a guy. Remember, now you have the ideas from Driver, it's going to pile up. Next week we're going to get into a different set. So, Mr. Sham will try to keep track of the